אחד התורה לא שיש לו עבד השם מהבתוכן לעסוק את שלמס בתוירה ובעבוד את השם היא. He says right in the beginning, he says that betochen is the most important thing that a person needs more than anything else. In b'kol inyanei ha'adam, maybe to start from there. Ha'betochen belokim b'kol inyanei ha'adam, mipnei sheyesh bo toeles gedoyla. There's enormous benefit in being a baal betochen b'kol inyanei. Whether you want to be an Eved Hashem, you want to be a Sholem in your Avodas Hashem. And even if you're only interested in just being happy in this world, even if you're not that interested in Avodas Hashem, but Tochen will get you that as well. So it's an essential ingredient, prerequisite maybe, being Oved Hashem b'shleimus and for having any sort of happiness in this world. So it sounds like it's an important thing. Then he says, so what is one of these benefits? He said, there's many benefits. So let's have a look and see what one of them is. And this is really the crux of what betochen is. It's almost the definition of betochen. אחרי זה שיש לו עבר השם מהבתוכן, לעסוק את שלמס בתוירו, ובעבוד את השם היא, שעל ידי שהוא בוטח בלוקיו, since he trusts his master. Trust means he feels secure. The only working understanding of betochen that works for me is betochen in somebody means that I feel secure because I know that they got me covered. When you trust somebody, you send somebody to do something, you trust them, you're relaxed. You know, will they do it once, they do it when no, you trust them. So you feel that's what betochen is. It's not a side benefit of betochen that you call. Betochen means I feel secure. כמו שעדב חייב לפתוח על הדוינוב. The term is an evidence to rely on his master for everything. He doesn't have to worry about what's going to be because it's not his problem. אז יש לו מנוחס הנפש מהדייגז, ויוכל להתמסה לעבוד את השם. The minute you have בתוכן, you're freed up from worries, you have מנוחס הנפש מהדייגז, and then you become completely available. You're available, you're accessible. Because you know that Hashem is running the world and taking care of the world. So you can do whatever you need to do at that particular moment without having to be worried about all the other 50 things that you're not doing. Because you recognize then what you're doing, what you're supposed to be doing, and you can't do all the other 50 things. Hashem can take care of that. It often means that I have to do what I have to do. Not even do, I have to be mishtadl in what I have to be mishtadl. We don't do anything. I have to be mishtadl in what I do. And then I know that Hashem is taking care of everything, so I don't have any worries. Because I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing, so I'm more worried about that. I'm more worried about the outcome, because the outcome has nothing to do with me. That's Tomim Tishrim Elakecho. And I'm not worried about everything else, because Hashem's taking care of that. You tell me, yeah, good. I've been talking in lots of things. I don't have to have been talking in Hashem. I get menuchas nefesh and I'm chilled and everything's fine because there's a lot of things in this world that are relying on a trust. Impossible, he says. You won't be mishuchra midaigas, ele im hu botach b'Hashem. So that's a marvelous barometer he gives us. Amazing barometer. You can see exactly where you're holding in b'tochen Hashem by checking out where your anxiety levels are. I mean that seriously. It's a wonderful, wonderful indication of person, I'm a reality check, where am I holding? We're holding. Real is very important. We need to know where we're holding. How do you know where you're holding? Well, full betochen means no worries. It doesn't exactly stem with what we learned in the Shaarim B'Tefillah, what he's saying here. And then maybe we'll leave a few minutes at the end just to tie that up because I think it's critically important what he says there. It goes mahalach in this. About somebody who has me'achuz betochen, he doesn't have any worries. Everything's chilled. He has a bit of worries. That means that's where the gap in his betochen is. That's where he needs to strengthen his betochen. We're very far from having no worries. Everything's fine. Menuchas hanefesh miadaigas. We're very far from that. We have to grapple and struggle in the world where we do have worries and we do have concerns and to try and just chink away at those things a little bit, little bit, little bit, little bit at a time by raising the levels of betochen. So why is it that if I don't have betochen only in Hashem, I won't be freed up from my worries. Klal godel in life. You're always trusting something. No, I don't trust anything. It's not, if you look inside yourself, you see it's not true. You're always trusting something. Always. Or b'bnei Adam, you're trusting other people. Or b'Yisrael, he's relying on his untold wealth. He's a very wealthy guy, doesn't have any worries. Whatever he needs, he can always buy, he can always get, he's got whatever. Or b'chachmaso b'koicho, he's a genius. He knows how to work things. He knows how to do things. Yeah, he can always make a buck. He can always hire himself out. Anybody will hire him. He's a consultant for the biggest financial houses in the world. So, this guy's really, he's powerful. He's strong. He's got real koichas. He can always make a buck here or there. Ukedoime. You're always trusting something. When you sit down on a chair, you're trusting that the guy who made the chair made it properly. So you don't fall, you know, that doesn't bully. If you're using those plastic chairs, you don't trust the chair because you know it's going to fall when you sit on it. You put two. But when you put two, you feel secure that the chair is not going to break, yeah? So you trust the chair. You trust the chair manufacturer. You're trusting all the time. Otherwise, you wouldn't sit down. You wouldn't walk into a building. No person in their right mind would walk into a building unless he trusted something. Statistics. Something. You get an aeroplane. Who are you trusting? You're trusting statistics most of the time. You're not trusting the guy that fixes the aeroplane because you've seen what those guys look like. You're trusting something. You're never, ever in a state where you're not relying or trusting something. So what's the problem? I'll trust Hashem. I'll trust other things. Umi shebotach b'mashu acher chutz min Hashem. You put your trust in something else. Again, I don't know. I've always wanted to ask this question. I keep forgetting. What degrees are we talking about here? Because we for sure, meyachus, we put our trust in other things other than Hashem. We're not meyachus 100% bale betochen that we only trust Hashem. We trust other things. We trust other things. There's no question. So, then Hashem throws you out the window and he leaves you with what you trust. Then no one can ever get started. Then you'll never be able to have betochen in anything. I mean, in Hashem. Because the minute you're trusting Hashem and something else, which is what we do all the time, then Hashem takes away his hashgacha 100% from me, then I'm stuck with a bank manager. So until I'm 100% Baal B'tochen, I don't have Hashem. There has to be some measure here where a person, what do you do with all the guys? What do you do with all the apprentices? We apprentices. So what do you do with guys like us? Hashem leaves us to all the physical means out there. He doesn't have any. There's no Hashgacha. Hashem's not looking after us until you come to me with 100% betochen. It must be somebody who's oisek in betochen. He's working on betochen. He's trying to work on betochen. He's got, you know, he's taking little baby steps in betochen. Then Hashem's not meis Hashgachah mimekan. When he puts his full trust in something else, then maybe. He says, I trust the doctor. Don't hack me betochen. Don't. You know, if you say to heal him for me, I got the best doctor in the world. I got the best doctor in the world. Could be in a situation like that. Hashem's meis Hashgachah mimekan. But a guy's going into the hospital, God forbid, he knows that the Kodesh Baruch is taking care of him, but he's like us, he's human, you know, the body's, the butterflies in his tummy, he's nervous, he's scared, whatever. He knows he's got a good doctor, so he feels a bit more calm because there's a top, but he has betochen in Hashem. God has no betochen in Hashem, so then Hashem's meisiach kechosim. I always wanted to ask what exactly the gedorim here of this, I don't know, but it's not possible that until you're full-fledged Baal Betochen, in that area where you're trusting other things, Hashem leaves you alone to your own devices because then nobody would ever get anywhere. I mean, yeah, don't tell me that we're not sleeping at night a little bit more calmly because there's an army out there, you know what I'm saying? So Hashem says, fine. You don't need me, so you deal with the army. And we saw what happened on the 7th of October with the army, how much you can rely on the army. You can't really rely on the army because I'm local. But we do. So then Hashem's Meisach Kachosim Imenach Chasva Chalila, then you're really in trouble. But what can you do? You know, we're human. We have, you know, these are targets, Gavur. We understand that they call Hashem, they call Milchama, everything, the doctor, the bank, the Panos. We understand they call me Hashem. We understand that. Well, to internalize it and live with it and be real with it, that's a lifetime's avoidance. So you can't tell me that Hashem is Meisei while I'm busy growing these muscles. That's what I think. I don't know. Yeah, if you've heard anything about this, I'm interested to hear.
This is your whole hashkafa, real to ideal. That's the whole point. Otherwise, we don't
he's
keep
describing
anything
an
properly.
Idea. Yeah, but Hashem, yes. Yeah. So the question is, at what point does Hashem make the hashkachosim imenu? I'll tell you what I'm scared of. I'm scared that Hashem will take away the hashkacha from me and say, okay, you trust the doctor, you trust the army, you trust the bank manager, whatever it is you trust your cleverness, your ishtadlis. Hashem says, fine, so I'm out of here, goodbye. Don't talk to me. When you get up to Davin, Hashem says, why are you talking to me? Why are you asking me for panasa? You trust your business. You trust your boss who pays your salary. I'm saying there has to be some point where you can be secure in the betochet, even in the place of real. That has to be. That's obvious.
But you already answered that. That's just where you are
just,
in reality.
Yeah, good. So I want to know what the degree is. I want to know what the... At what point is Hashem Meithi Hashkachosim Imeni? That's all I want to know. You've helped me refine the question. Okay, that's all. Inachinami, where exactly is my red line? That's what I want to know. No, I'm struggling with the war. The war is a big struggle. There's a struggle anak in this area. Anybody who's half honest and is learning these sugyos knows it's a major, major nisoyin. It's not poshut. It's not poshut. Where exactly your levels of trust in Hashem and the army and the Tashkocha and the Kwekavetim Yodi and the Kol Mubul Balach stuff. Intellectually, we know Shakol Hashem. We know that the whole purpose of Yishmael is to get you to realize that you can't. That's the whole purpose of Yishmael is to get to a point where you have full reliance on Hashem because you understand there's no one else to rely on. There is nothing else. That's all. Purpose of Yishmael in the world is to get us to scream to Hashem, Hashem will hear us screaming because we realize there's nothing else. But Kolzman, we still have Ishtadlises to do and we're still doing and we're doing and we're doing, so then that gets clouded, that gets hidden from us. But that's my real, that's where I'm holding. I'm so intellectually understand what the truth is. Well, in reality, you know, again, I think, you know what, let me just put this on the table because I think that the article from Shari Bekril, I think, answers a lot of these kashas. Eli, I apologize that you have to go through this again. Just even this piece here. Oh, so as I'm reading you from Shirin Betvila, from Rapinkas, that's I'll say for Shirin Betvila, the fine test. I'm in towards the beginning of a sugya here. He's, in order to understand a certain type of tefillah that he's talking about, says we have to make a little detour here and understand a very important story in Betochen. I think we spoke about this when we did Shirin Betochen, but it's good to see the Tikkel Briskerov that he brings it down inside as he heard it from the Briskerov son, who was his Rebbe. So the Brit Guru just says the Yosod, the Midah Zu, this Midah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's a Midah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's a wired into the system is this feature of Hashem. The Adam of Batach Bo, Hashem Nitzal Mitzarose. A person who has trust in Hashem, again, we're talking about proper Betochen, yeah? Hashem will take care of him. Noichol loy mezois rak Hashem makiris begoid latzorev yudu at kama gedoyle sakonosoy. Betochen in Hashem doesn't mean Hakol b'seder. Hakol b'seder. Yeah, but you got this problem. Hakol b'seder. Hashem is taking care of it. Rishkushov said ze lo betochen. Betochen is when you recognize the enormity of the problem. You recognize the difficulty. You recognize how much suffering there is. Whatever the problem is you're having, whatever it is, you recognize the sakana of the problem. You recognize the sakana. Oh, Hashem Yazor. That's not betochen, says the Brit Zurah. Betochen is where you recognize the problem and it's mamash worrying you. Then you have betochen in Hashem. That's called betochen. Why? Because you see the problem and you give the problem to Hashem to take care of after you understand the problem. But if you never had a problem to start with, that's not betochen. Rak az yoicheli ka betoch Hashem v'avi betochen sholem v'inatzel. Aval. If a person doesn't recognize how big his problem is and he's not worried, he doesn't have any fear, but he has betochen, that's not called he has betochen in Hashem. The reason why he's got menuchas hanefesh and he's not worried is because he doesn't see that there's a problem. Yeah, let's go. You're not worried about the problem? But what problem? I don't know. I never heard about the problem. So he's got menuchas hanefesh and yeshuva das, not because he has betochen, because he doesn't know that he's standing on the edge of a cliff. That's what called betochen. Betochen is you have to first recognize the goydel of the sakana, the goydel of the Torah, the goydel of the problem. Then you take all that worry and daiga, and that you give to Hashem, dos heis betochen. But you just, ah, Hashem Yazor, Hashem Yazor, you know, you just brush off the problem with a little flick of your arm. You have to, that's not called betochen. That's just, you don't have a problem to rely on Hashem for. Dein Grossner Zatzal always used to say, it was from his son, from Rebbe Freim's uncle. He said it in Yiddish, I'll translate it afterwards. He said, whenever people have got a problem, and leifen to Kaisel, they run to the Kaisel. He says, you have to have a bit of mercy on the Kaisel. So what does that mean? So he explained to me. He said, when a person's got a problem, what's the first thing he does? Before he even understands what the problem is, he's erected to Hashem. He just throws it at Hashem, throws it on the Kaisel. One second. Why don't you just stop and first think about what the problem is? Go have a look and see how much trouble you're in, what the problem is. Analyze it. Look at it. Then you throw it to Hashem. But you first have to recognize your situation. Hashem put it in this world with all the koiches, with everything we've got, just to do what? To lie in bed and just say, Hashem Yazor, Hashem Yazor. I don't have to do anything. Because that's to mishtadl, to be able to understand his problem. That's a very big yisod. And it's important to repeat this because people don't get this. People don't get this. They don't recognize the enormity of the sakana. As one zoicha to be by Rav Yisocha Meir Zatzal, the Rosh Yeshiva of Azata. To learn a little bit by him in South Africa. He used to come to South Africa. I was Zohar to Yerushia Klali from him. That was it. But in South Africa, in Yerushia, when I made Aliyah, a very close Talmud, he took me to him to meet him. And we met. We spoke what we spoke about. And then he started telling me how worried he was about Iran. I'm going back 27 years. Because he's telling me how worried he is about Iran. Have you heard about this new bomb they've got and the new missile they've got and they've got this and they've got that? And I was like, what are you talking about? Why is he? He was much worried. What are you talking about? Why are you worried? I don't understand. I'd learned a bit of Shara Betochen. You know, I wasn't Baruch Hashem in the last 27 years. Hopefully, I've learned a bit more. But we used to have 15 minutes Shara Betochen before Gemara Shia. I'd learned Shara Betochen every day when we had here for 7 years. So I knew a little bit about Betochen. He has this great Rosh Yeshiva, one of the Gedoli Rosh Yeshivas, and he's telling me how worried he's about Iran. I was like, I just came from South Africa. I used to be worried about stopping at a red light and not getting killed. You know, I was like, no way you worry about Iran. You know, I didn't look, but anyway, but that's the vault. He wasn't sitting there shaking and panicking, but he was genuinely worried about the problem and felt we had to do something about it. It was very interesting when there was once, I can't remember, the ambassador, or there was a very choshev American, one of the big deal Americans came to Israel. He went to visit Rav Elashev. They took him to meet Rav Elashev. So Rav Elashev had an opportunity to tell this guy whatever he wanted to tell him. You know, he could have told him about the Haredim, about, I don't know, money for yeshivas. I don't know, he could have told him anything. Rav Elashev said, you must go tell your president, okay, that they have to do something about Iran. Iran's a big sakana. You have to take care of that. We're very worried about Iran. Now, Rav Elashev was sitting and learning 24 hours a day. He wasn't sitting there staring at his Gemara, worried, oh, what's going to be Iran? I can't learn. I can't function. I can't. He saw the problem. He saw the problem and he was mishtadl to do something about solving the problem. They need betochen in Hashem for sure. We have to. But not this business of there's no problem because I have betochen in Hashem. That's not betochen. You don't have a problem. So that's what he's saying here. And if that's true, he says, since that's not called betochen in Hashem, Meaning he doesn't have a tochen, he has no guarantee that it'll be mitzvah with the sakana. So this is where the Chovei Son of Ovis says that a person has betochen and Hashem will take care of him. That's after he's recognized the problem, the Brit Guruf saying. But then he has betochen in Hashem, because that's called betochen. But if he doesn't recognize the problem and he has betochen in Hashem, that's not called betochen. So why would he be matzil? He doesn't have betochen. You can't have a solution to a problem if you don't have a problem. You can't have a teretz if you don't have a kasha. So the ma'od chashuv, that piece of sharing between to him, and I think that could be the story here. About a person recognizes his problem, and he makes his ishtadlis, and he trusts his ishtadlis because we're human, and he also trusts Hashem. That's called betochen. To the degree that he's able, whatever that is, he's real. He has betochen in Hashem. In that world of where he's being real, he has betochen in Hashem, together with his imperfections. So then Hashem will be matzil him because he has betochen. He doesn't have to have 100% betochen. He's got the betochen that's appropriate for him in that particular situation. And of course, each person on a different level. Each person's going to have his own cheshbonus and whatever, for sure. I think that's the tamsis here. It's not like you're kind of dead until you become a Baal Betochen. Excellent, Shkach, Yonatan. I needed that reminder. Nachon.
Shkach.
If you have a shari betvila, take that out. It's in the paragraph of Kriya on Daf Ein Ches to go through. It's two or three pages of Hilchos Betochen, according to Rav Pinkus that he heard from the Biskarov son, the whole Biskarov's Ma'alach in Betochen. Very, very, very practical, very halacha lamaisa. I remember he told us once that a guy came to him in the Scud War. In the Scud War, a bottle came to him. He was in Yeshiva, and he was terrified. He was very scared because of the war, and he wanted to go back to America. But all his friends are telling him, you don't trust Hashem. He felt very torn. He was scared. Everyone telling him he doesn't have a betochen. He felt like he was like this low life because he never betochen. So Baruch Hashem, he landed at Rupinkus's door. Rupinkus told him, that's your betochen can start now. Now that you're scared and you're worried and you recognize the problem, now you can start working on betochen. Those guys that are telling you you're scared because you have to betochen, they don't have betochen. If you're scared, then which is what you're supposed to be. When someone's shooting at you, you're not supposed to just be all chilled. Your life's in danger. It's a mamash sakana gadayla. But the Brisker was running from the Nazis, and he was holding by Einod Milvado, and miracles were happening from wherever. He wasn't lying there, you know, with his feet up, puffing on a cigar, you know, chilled. He was egging them on. They're coming to kill us. Why aren't you davening? What's your problem with you? You got a mitore. They're coming to kill us. They're coming. He's holding by Einod Milvado. He's holding the higher levels of a token that a person can get to. What's he worried about? Because that's betochen. What about Yeshuva Das and Menuchas HaNefesh? I'm sure he had Menuchas HaNefesh and Yeshuva Das after he'd thrown the problem that he recognized enormity onto Hashem. But until you've recognized the problem and you've thrown it onto Hashem, you've done, what you're supposed to do. You have to do what you have to do. Then you can't sit back and say, kol tov, Hashem will take care of it. Because why should he? It was good just to do that. It could be that was the Ashkocha that I left my sefer in the Beis Midrash. Could be Hashem. No, I can't blame Hashem for forgetting because I'm doing it a lot these days. I'm glad we matzil that because that's always a good paragraph. You've got nothing to do. It's always a kedah to go back to that piece and just hear it. Okay, I'm sorry about that. Message from we'll get back to... Our subject is Chovei Son of Ovis. That's our subject. We did learn our subject. All right. But say the Gomo. Take good care, Yonatan. Look after yourselves.
No problem. Appreciate it.
See you tomorrow, Bezrat Hashem. Eli, take care. Freilich Chanukah, Yonatan.
100%. Thank you very much. Great to always go over this.
Well, to Shalom.
Ciao.